Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Nun Zayin. We're holding the third line from the top of the Omud, where the Gemara begins, Omer Rava. So, Omer Rava, Omer Rav Chasa. Boy Rav Ami, Oy Noah Ein Lehem, Bittel Mekach Yesh Lehem, Oy Ein Lehem. What's the Gemara Shaila? You'll go back to the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. Bottom of Nun Vav Omer Aleph. The Mishnah began that there are four categories of items where Oinoa does not apply. One is Avodim, two is Shtorois, the third one is Karkois, and the fourth is Hegdeshois. So the following Dvarim, there is no din of Oinoa. Now we know that when it comes to Oinoa, we're in Nun Zayin Omer Aleph, third line from the top, Omerufa. When it comes to Hilchos Oinoa, we know there are three categories. You have Oinoa, which is the sixth, the Shtus. You have less than Shtus. And you have more than ishtus. As we learned in the Gemara before, if it's less than ishtus, then it's mechila. If it's exactly ishtus, then we had a machloikis. One man Yoma said that yodai al hal yoina. Either he can say, I want my money back, bitl mekach, or he can go and say, I'd like to keep the mekach kayim, but I want to get back the amount that I lost on the overcharge. And the third one was a case of more than ishtus, but the Gemara says bitl mekach. Either side can have charot and say, forget about it, I am mischart. Okay, so now our Mishnah said that there are four, that there's no din of Ainoa. That's the Avodim, Shtaris, Karkois, and Hektashas. Freit the Gemara, what about the din of bitl mekach? Meaning, if you charge exactly 6%, well, our Mishnah says, Hilchos Ainoa doesn't apply. What happens if you overcharge by Lamashal? 10%. Not, well, when I said, I didn't mean 6%. Shtus is really a 6, which is 16 2/3%. But you understand what I mean. If he did exactly Shtus, says our Mishnah, he'll say, no, don't apply. But what happens if he overcharged Lamashal by 20%? Or 25%? What's the din then? Our Mishnah doesn't address that. So Rava says in the name of Rav Chasa, that Rav Ami ask the Shaila. I know Ein Lehem. But what about Bittul Mekach? Yesh Lehem. Oy Ein Lehem. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that was initially the case. That Rav Chasa reported that Rav Ami asked the Shaila. And now I, Rav Nachman, report Hod Rav Chasa. Subsequently, Rav Chasa said that Poshit Rav Ami, that Rav Ami was Poshit his own Shaila. I know Ein Lehem. But bittul mekach yesh lehem. Although there's no hilchos no, but there's a vada din of bittul mekach. Why is that the case? So Rashi explains, because that we said in the Mishnah that there's no din of ayna. Of course, we learned that from Sukkim. Kiyimkru mimkala misecha, konim miyad misecha. We said it's got to be davra hanimkru miyad liyad. With that, we learned karkois, and then we had a hekish. To the din of avodim and shtaris and nishkamimkar and the geishes we learned al toini ishes achim achim leishal hegdish. Those are miutim legabi hilchos ainoa. But when you're talking about bittul mekach, says Rashi, it's really what we would call a mekach tos. When I bought this item, when I bought an eved, I bought a shtar, any one of the four items that we talk about in the Mishnah. If I overpaid, I come back and say, I'm not looking at the pasuk al toinu ishesachiv. It's a mekach tois. I thought I was getting A, I'm getting B. Or I thought that I was paying the right price, $100 for the item, and I find out that I overpaid by $25, by $30. So I overpaid by more than a shtus. That's a mekach tois. If I would have known that in a million years, I would never have bought this item for that price. So mekach tois is putting aside the hilchos oino. Stam, we didn't have a meeting of the minds on the item that we bought. So Zoktach Rav Nachman, that Rav Chasa, who said initially that Rav Ami had a shayla, Rav Chasa subsequently reported that Rav Ami was poached a shayla, no hilchos oino, but there's a din of bittul mekach. And now you could put two dots, if you will. We start a new shtickle. Because although Rabbi Yoin and Rabbi Yirmiya also talk about the same subject, they are not referring to Rabbi Ami, but Rabbi. Both of them, as we'll see in a moment, are quoting Rabbi Yoichanan. And now we're going to make a distinction in the Mishnah between the four cases. Although the Gemara only lists karkois and hekdeshois, but it appears that karkois means the first three. That's the karka, the avodim, and the shtarois. That's on one side, and hekdeshois on the other side. And therefore, zokti mar Rabbi Yoina omar a hekdeshois, Rabbi Yirmi omar a karkois. Uchavayu, both Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yirmi are saying mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. Omru. Now what did they say? Oinoa ein lehem, bitl mekach yesh lehem. There's no din of Oinoa. There is a din of bitl mekach, similar to what we said in the name of Rab Ami a moment ago. However, we have a machlosh between Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yirmi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Where do we say bitl mekach yesh lehem? Man di yoma ahekteshes, that's Rabbi Yoina. Kol shkina karkois, if he's saying that there is a din of bitl mekach by hegdish, izrach avad and avada by karka. Why is avad and avada? Says Rashi, because since the whole reason that we're saying bitl mekach yesh lehem, because we have a mekach tois. When do you say a mekach tois? Between Reuven and Shimon, or between Yankel and Beryl. But you can't go and say a mekach tois if the other person on the side of the transaction is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, is no to'us klapi shemaya. Rabbi Yisrael knows what the proper payment is, what the proper charge is. You can't overcharge Rabbi Yisrael, and he knows what's going on. There's no concept of bitl mekach or of mekach tois. So that being the case, the man diyomer that holds, which is Rabbi Yoina, that even by Hegdish, the Torah tells us that there is a din of bitl mekach, even though logically I would say, by the Rabbi Yishlam, there's no such thing as a mekach tois. But if he says that there is a din of mekach tois by Hegdish, it's koshkin akarkois, because karkois, you're not dealing with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're dealing with Reuven and Shimon, the uncle and Beryl. So avada there, there could certainly be a mekach tois, and therefore there's a bitl mekach yeshla. That's Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yirmi says akarkois by karka. Although there's no hilchos sainov, but there's a hilchos bitl mekach because of the din of mekach tois. Avadeshus loy, but not by hegdish, because by hegdish there's no such thing as a mekach tois. Ein mekach tois klapi shemayis, says Rashi. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yoina, the din of bitl mekach yesh lehem goes across the board on all four. The karka, the eved, the shtar, and the hekdish. Mashenke, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, no. Only by the karka, the avodim, and the shtars. But hekdish is no din of bitl mekach. And in fact, this Rabbi Yirmiya holds kiddush shmuel, the yom shmuel. We've had shmuel already in the past. Hekdish shove mona, shechilo yashove pruta. If you have hegdish which is worth 100, and now the gizbar was mechallit on just a shavah pruta, even though there's a tremendous disparity between mana and shavah pruta, mechol, it works. Aye, forgetting about hilchos, you say no, but ein mecha mekach tois gedoyin mizu, something that's worth 100, you're selling for a penny? I mean, that's insane. Say Shmuel, it works, it's mechol. Why? Because there's no din of aino, and no din of bitl mekach when it comes to hegdish. So that's exactly like Rabbi Yirmiya that says that the din of bitl mekach yesh lehem is by karka, shtar, et benad by hegdish. So this is a machloikis now, Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yirmiya, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yoichana. Frank di Moritzanan Hossam. Bitl mekach applies 1 penny more than 1/6. One second, please. Could you repeat what you just said? That's correct. And the reason why there's no Eino at those price levels is because we have Gzeir Sakosis. Gotta be Kono Miyad Amisech Yad V'Yad. But once you go beyond that, you don't have that exclusion of the Hilchay Shtus of Eino. Once you're talking about instead of 1/6, which is 16%, you talk about 20%, 30%, 40%, then that's a Mekach Tois, according to this Man Yomar, according to Rabbani, that This applies across the board, all four. And according to Rabbi Yirmi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, again, across the board, on all four. But according to Rabbi Yoyina, forget. According to Rabbi Yoyina, he says that Hegdish is koshkin arkakois. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yoyina, that would be like Rabami. Yesh bitl mekach yesh lehem on all four. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, only by karka and by avodim and by shtaris, but not by hegdishes. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tanan also. We learned in the Mishnah. Now, where's this Mishnah? It's Mishnah Masechtas Tmura. Says the Mishnah, now Rashi points out that our Gemara leaves out the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah is talking about if you have two behemoths. One is a behemoth that has Kedushas Karbon. A person was mafresh the behemoth for an oile, for a shlomim, for a chatas, whatever. And he now wants to transfer that Kedusha to a behemoth chulin, which the Gemara Masechtas Tmura calls he wants to make a Tmura. Wants to take the second animal and make it a tmuras, shlomim, chatos, oila, whatever. Does that work, yes or no? That's the ratio of the Mishnah. The safe of the Mishnah is, emhoya kodesh bal mu'um, if the first animal was not kedushas tam, but it was already a bal mu'um, nu bal mu'um, what do you do with such a carbon? You have to be poided, instead of being poided on money. And taking the money and buying a new carbon, a new animal, he just switches and transfers the kedusha from the original animal to another one. So he has two animals in front of him. One is an oila. Unfortunately, oila became a balmum. It slipped, broke its neck, broke its ankle, whatever it is. And now you're transferring that kedusha to behemas chulin. What's the din? Im hoya kodesh balmum yotzul chulin. That first animal, your transfer of the kedusha is chal. So therefore the first one is now chulin. However, if there is a discrepancy in the value, then you have to pay for kodesh that discrepancy. Meaning, let's assume that the original behemah, the oiler, was worth $100, and now you transfer that kedusha to behemah, which is worth only $50. Okay, the chilul and the transfer of kedusha worked. However, since Hegdish lost out on $50, you have to go and pay the additional $50. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now we have Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. That you have to pay the extra $50, why? Is that min Torah or is that midrabban? Rabbi Yochanan, Yotze L'chulun Dvar Torah. This chilul works, no problem. The Torah Chlas is loy domim midivrayim. However, midrabanan, you're not allowed to benefit from this tmura that you just did. You have to pay the $50 to Hegdish. Rish Lakish Amar after Achlas is l'dom minatoy. No, it's minatoy that you have to go and pay. The chil is good, but you have to go and pay the extra minatoy. So now we want to understand what's the basis of the machloek between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So first, break the gemara. B'mayiskina. We said that there's a difference between the oila in value and the new animal. What is the difference that we're talking about? Ilay mechdei oinor, is the whole difference just an oinor difference? The first animal was worth l'mushul $100. The second animal was worth $83 and a third. So the difference was $16 and 2/3. So therefore it's a kidei oinor. Because Hegdish was gypped out of the 16 and 2/3 dollars, because of the shtus, you're saying you have to make it up. But tonight that was our Mishnah. When it comes to Hegdish, if Hegdish is being gypped, overcharged, underpaid by Yishtus, that's it, there's no din of Aynar. So there's no chiyuv to be mashlim min hatoira. How could Rish Lakish say Terech Lassitam min hatoira? Ela muzach zayim lechorutum abitl mekach. The difference between the oila and the replacement behema was not just a difference of a sixth. It was a difference of 20%, 30%. The first animal was worth 100, the second animal was worth $50. 50% difference. So what's the halacha now? Ela bitl mekach. So, b'ha, leimer of Yoichan and Torah, chlasis le'dom and mi divrayim. Are you telling me according to Rabbi Yochanan you only have to make up that discrepancy? Midrabbanan. So midat Torah, there's no din of bitul mekach. No problem. Yes, it's true what you did is not nice, that you took $100 oila and you were replacing it with a $50 oila. Not nice. You don't deserve for that to get into
shishi.
You don't deserve shishi, especially on Chol HaMoed. You don't deserve it. Or maftir, especially on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because the guy's not a nice guy. Fine. But because of that, you don't have to go and pay domin. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Tzurich Lasse, domin mi devreya, not min ha-toyra. How can we say not min ha-toyra? So now this is the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yirmi that we said before. Freitim abam Rabbi Yochanan ha-tei shois. Rabbi Yirmi oma akar kois. The Rabbi Yirmi oma akar kois, you can put in parentheses, because there's no kash from Rabbi Yirmi. The kash is from Rabbi Yochanan. Utravayim mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan amri, oino ein lehem bitul mekach yeish lehem. Ah, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, by hegdish, if you overcharge hegdish by more than a shtus, then there is hilchos bitul mekach, and therefore hegdish deserves to receive whatever discrepancy there is. Okay, you transfer the kedusha from one animal to the other, the chil works fine, but since it was more than a sixth in value, more than a shtus, so the din of bitul mekach. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say? It should be so according to Rabbi Yirmi, it's not a problem, because Rabbi Yirmi is said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that only by karkois bitul mekach yesh lehem, but not by hegdish. Why only by karka, not by hegdish? Remember what we said before, because when it comes to hegdish, there's no such thing as mekach to'us klapei shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what the real value is. You can't overcharge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore there's no Hilchas Bitul Mekach. Oh, so that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't have to make Domin Min HaToyra, you have to do Domin Devrei. That works beautifully. But according to Rabbi Yochanan says that the Din of Bitul Mekach applies even to Hagdish. If that's the case, you should have to go and Tzorech Lassish Lei Domin Min HaToyra, not only Mi Devreiim, because the Shtarka Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Everything in Mara, therefore we have the Oila and the Bitul Mekach. This Mishnah that we were talking about, it's not talking about a case of Oinoa, it's talking about Bitul Mekach, meaning that the overcharge for the difference between the first Behemah and the second Behemah is huge, 50% in the Mashal. So what's the din in such a case? We just said now that there's a machloikis of Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Tzorech Lassan Ledom Medevrehem. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the din of Bitul Mekach applies, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even by Hegdish. So now I have a seer of Rabbi Yochanan. Is there Bitul Mekach? Is there no Bitul Mekach? So if you're more of an epoch, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. We're talking going to have to switch Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So that Rabbi Yochanan holds in the case of that you have to be mashlim. Why do you have to be mashlim? Is it min haTorah or midrabanan? So according to the lashon haGemara that we had until now, Torah Chalas is leidam midivrei. But the more it changes that. No. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Torah Chalas is leidam min haTorah. Why min haTorah? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that even though there's no ainoa by hegdish, but there's bitul mekach by hegdish. So therefore, you have to make up for that discrepancy in price between the $100 and the $50, because the hegdish has been overcharged, so to speak, by $50, or underpaid by $50. Should have been machal $100 behem on $100 behem, and not $100 on to $50. Okay, so once you make this change of Torah, lastly, domin, menat oira, so that Rabbi Yochanan is very consistent and everything works out fine. But Rashi points out that this epoch is only according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yirmi, we didn't have a kash in the first place. Because Rabbi Yirmi is the one that says in our Gemara that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you only have a din of bitul mekach by karkois, but not by hektashis. Because there's no such thing as mekach tois klapei shemai. Oh, so since min haTorah there is no din of bitul mekach, why does it say in the Mishnah, Tzorech Lassus Leidomim? Says Rabbi Yirmi, let me give Rehim. So Rabbi Yirmi is fine. We only have to make this switch according to Rabbi Yirmi. But now that we made the switch, where do we find their machlokes? That Shmuel that we quoted before, the Amish Shmuel, if you have this huge discrepancy that the hegdish is worth a mana, and mechal shava pruta mechul, it works. I ein lecha mekach toiz gdoyle mizu bittel mekach 100 to a penny. Think of today, you have an item that costs $100 and you pay only a penny. You know, this is good. What do you mean this is good? $100 against a penny? You're nuts? That's insane. But Shmuel says it works. Ah, so that's a machloek is now between Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, and Mar Isle de Shmuel, Mar Lesle de Shmuel. So, Rish Lakish, after we've switched around the terms, and now it's Rish Lakish that says, Dvar Torah, Tzorech Las Leidom Midivrehem, only Midrabonam, not Minha Torah, because Minha Torah there's no din of Bittul Mekach. Ah, there's no din of Bittul Mekach. So even though you have this huge discrepancy between Amona and between a Pruta, it works. So Rish Lakish holds like Shmuel. Umar and Rabbi Yochanan, now that we've made the switch, that says that you have to be mashlam dom and min ha-Torah, he would disagree with Shmuel. And he would say, no, you cannot possibly be mechal from $100 onto one penny. Because the bitl mekach yeshlen, afu pisha ein boy, I know, but it's a bitl mekach, so you can't do that. So that would be the first time an explanation of the machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish. And Ibo Yisrei Menochab Shat, Kuli Am Isla De Shmuel. Everybody agrees with Shmuel, but the Diyavet. Because the words of Shmuel are, Hegdish, Shav Amoneh, Shechil, Shechil means that you were already Mechalel, Mechol, it works. The question is, V'hachem V'hachem Mithlagi Mar Sobe Shechil In, Lechat Chil Eloi. One man Yom Ahol, that's only the Diyavet it works. Lechat Chil, you're not allowed to. Mar Sobar, the other one says, Afil Lechat Chil. Now, what is the basis of this machloikis? So Rashi says it's based on the word erkecha. Each time when it talks about in the Torah about being poida, he uses the term erkecha or erkecha. For instance, by behemah tmeya, the behemah tmeya ufoda bi erkecha. Okay, so what do I learn from erkecha? It means it's got to be poida according to its value. So poshut shat erkecha means it's got to be the real value. If you're not pointed the real value, you're not allowed to make such a pidyon. You put the evidence works. But the chachilim metudish, it's got to be their kechal according to its value. However, the other man yama says Rashi, erkecha means the amount that you have appraised this item. In other words, it's not the erkecha, the true value, but erkecha, the what that you have been ma'arichit. See, even though the true value is 100, but if you're marachit only for a shava pruta, that's also good. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. When we say in the Gemara, b'diavad, it works. L'chatchila, since it says berkecha, does that mean berkecha the real value?
Shaloi
lom or shaloi? Oh, shaloi. Okay, very good. So Reb Chesky brings a raya that we had, the Gabi Hilchos, by Shor Amid, and the din of Idias, Idias the Mazik, Idias the Nizik, is it shaloi? Or the Chil Oilam. Very good. Anyway, so that's shot number two in the Machlekes. And Ibo Yisayim, a third pshat. And this pshat is very, very novel, if you will. Novel in the sense that we've never said anything like this so far since in this sugya. The Oilam Bechtei Oinah. We go back to that Mishnah that said that if you're being Machal from one animal of Balmum onto another animal which is Chulin, the chilul works, but you have to go and torach las leidom midevrei. We're talking about that the discrepancy was exactly a shtus. Aye, it's exactly a shtus. Didn't we say in our Mishnah, including hegdeshois? What are we talking about? You don't have to dreyer in Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Leave them the way they were. The machlok is v'rav chizda kamiflegi. And what is the novel halacha of Chizuk? To Omer, my Einle, my Noah, Einan betoiras Einoa. What means Einan betoiras Einoa? Says the Gemara, Afilu pachos mitzvei Einoa choizer. Even if you jip hegdish by one penny, by 5 cents, doesn't matter how much, much less than a shtus. Shtus is 1/6. Even if you did it by 5 cents, a nickel, a dime, a quarter, a gudish. halacha is you have been ma'an hegdish. You have jipped hegdish. You're not allowed to do that. Does that halacha apply? And therefore, if you happen to be the gizbar in the Beis HaMikdash, and you bought something, and the right price should have been $6, by anybody else, one would be the oino if you reach $7, because it's a shtus. As far as the gizbar, if the storekeeper charged instead of $6, $6.05, much less than a sheer oino, $6.01 or 2 pennies, well, I don't want to get into pennies, because then we had a machlokes in the Gemara, yesh oino leprutos anan. But certainly if once you hit 10 cents, we're beyond pruto. Once we hit a sheer iser, you know, an iser is 8 pennies. So once you hit an iser, it's 10 cents, lemoshel, what's it then? Zot Rav Chizda, even though we're talking about much less than a kedei oino, because a kedei oino would be 1/6, and all we're doing is talking about mamish agunish, therefore when it said in the Lashon of our Mishnah, what means Aino? They don't wait until it's a sixth and say, well, if it's less than 1/6, then the person is moichel. A person can be moichel, but not hegdish. Hegdish is not moichel even for a few cents, because the din of Aino of a sixth doesn't apply. Even pachas b'chli Aino choizer, the purchaser can go and change his mind and say, forget about it. Does this apply across the board by Hegdish and by Karka and Shtar and by Avodim? Says the top Toysvis, no. Davke Hegdeshois Choyzer. Avakakois ad Palga Enoi Choyzer. This is what Barry was raising earlier on when we talked about Bittel Mekach. That until now he said Bittel Mekach has anything more than a sixth. Here Toysis says, no, by Karka the shear is ad palga 50%. So if you're talking about a $100 property and he charges a guy $150, it's 50% more. Of course it depends on milbar and milagav. Because if you hold milbar, $50 more over 100 is only a third. Because you measure the 50 against the 150. Okay? He charged 200. Charged 200, certainly now you're talking about more than 50% al palga, then but by Hegdish, even if it's less than the 1/6, less than 16%, you can be Choyzer and you can say, you overcharge me. Overcharge you. It was a $6 Mecca. I charge you an extra 15 cents. Who cares? Until you get to $7, it's less than Ishtus. By Hegdish, Yeshlem Oinoa, meaning that Oinoa is even from a penny, or at least from 8 cents and more. It's very interesting. According to this Gemara's Teretz, according to Rav Chizda, you're going to have to parse the Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah begins, what was our Mishnah? Bottom of Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The first three Avadim Shores Vakakois means that there is no din of Shtus. And when it comes to the Bittel Mekach range, Toysi says that's ad palga. That's the din of Bittel Mekach. There's no din of a sixth, but when it's more than a sixth, the marshal 50%, yesh lemoina. Haideshis is the other way around. Ein lemoina means there's no din of Toysi, so no, you don't wait for a sixth. Even if it's, he's overcharging him by 10 cents, by 25 cents, even though it's much, much less than Ishtus. Guess what? There's ein lem toira soina, and the person can be chayz by hegdish. Okay, so the choyra, that's the teretz of Rav Chizda, and what our Gemara is telling us is that that's the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and we're not going to loy tepach, we're not going to switch it around, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to say v'tzorach las leidom mi divrehem, because Rabbi Yochanan keeps on holding that there is no din like Rav Chizda. And therefore, you do not have to make any payment of an overcharge, not when it's less than a kedei oino, not when it's kedei oino, no such thing. Because the lashon of our Mishnah, ein lem oino, means there's no din of. But bittel mekach yesh lem. That's your bittel mekach. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. And when it comes to hegdeshes, according to Rabbi Yochanan, bittel mekach, when it's more than a sixth, yesh lem. Rish Lakish says, Aftorach lastly, dam min atoyra. You know why I have to do dam min atoyra? Because there's no din of aynot, not even for a nickel, not even for a dime, for a quarter. Any overcharge that the gizmer being overcharged by hegdish, or any underpayment, boom, you are already ma'ana hegdish, and that's why you have to make damim min hatoyra. So if we have machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether you hold the Rav Chisda or not, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav Chisda, and Reish Lakish agrees with Rav Chisda, and he holds that the din of Aino doesn't apply, because even a mashahu, or even much, much less, is a din of Aino. Break the Gemara Meitzvah. The Gemara is asking now a kasha on Rav Chisda. What does it say in the Braisa? The Braisa is very, very clear. Ribis vayno lehegdish, vein ribis vayno lehegdish. There hilchais ribis and I know. We're going to talk about ribis in another couple of lines. But the focus at the moment is on I know. Because there is halacha vayno lehegdish, there is no dinner of ribis vayno lehegdish. So it says very clearly there's no vayno lehegdish. And Rav Chizda says that there is a dinner of vayno lehegdish. Even less than ishtus, there's vayno lehegdish. So what does he do with this brisa that says that there is no vayno lehegdish? Says Rav Chisda, I don't understand what your kash is. Mi alim masisin, is the price any better than our Mishnah? Do kim le betoyres ayno? Just like when our Mishnah says ein lem ayno, doesn't mean that there's no din of ayno. It means to say that we're more machmir by hegdish. That if the levayne give you a shir ayno, so Achanami say the same thing over here when it says ve'ein ribis ayno le hegdish. It means there's no din of ribis and there's no din of ayno. Start again. Ribis the din I know the hedget. There's a din of ribis and din I know meaning of the shtus by hedget. Bein ribis the din I know the hegdish. What does that mean? That there's no din of shtus by hegdish, even vainiger, even less than 1/6, the din of I know applies. So no kasha, the price is very, very good with Rav Chisda. Frank Imara, you're right. From the beginning of this price, you have no kasha. But let's continue to the safer. Normally, if you would ask a person which is more chamor, hegdish or hegdish, you would say hegdish. Hegdish will come to the hilchas meila. Be careful. Kachim kudishim, kachim kalim. You give it to the gizbar, bebede kabayis. You know, anything having to do with hegdish, you know, hegdish, you got to be careful. Chulila, you shouldn't be moyu behegdish, etc. But there's no din by hegdish. So says the Braisa, this case, Hegdish is more chomer than Hegdish. What does that mean? Again, going back to the top of the Braisa, going back to the top of the Amid, Ribis vayno lehegdish, there is a din of Ribis, and there's a din of vayno lehegdish. However, ain Ribis vayno lehegdish. So Frank to Gemara, I don't understand. Based on what you're learning now, that there is no din of vayno lehegdish, that means Hegdish, the din of vayno starts at even a nickel, a dime, a quarter. No, ibazoi than avada, hegdish is much more chomer than hegdish. Because by hegdish, when do you say that the person is nisane, viyuda, lel yoina, he can get back his overcharge, etc. It's only if it's a sixth. But according to Rav Chisda, by hegdish, even less than a sixth, there's a din of oinoa. So if that's the case, avada, the hegdish is more chomer than the case of hedjoit. How does the brisa continue? Zechoim behedjit mi behedish. It's the other way around. Hedjish is more chomor. Everything went out of ribis. Oh, the ribis case. Ribis then, hedjit is more chomor. Because there's no ribis by hedjish. But by oinoa, you're right. Oinoa, by hedjish, hedjish is taken more chomor than hedjit. Right tomorrow, Azay is listening to me. Since you're comparing hedjit and hedjish, and you're saying hegdish is more chomer by ribis. Listen, nami zechoyim behegdish mi behegdish as vos aoyna. In other words, we are putting the two together. Ribis aoyna. According to the way we are learning now, loit Rav Chisda, ribis by hegdish is more chomer than ribis by hegdish. Because there's hilchis ribis by hegdish. I'm sorry, by hegdish. There's no hilchis ribis by hegdish. Zechoyim hegdish over hegdish. But now that you're saying that oinoa is the other way around, that by hegdish only if it's a sixth, by hegdish even less than a sixth. So let the brisa continue on. That legabi ribis taka is a choimer hegdish mi be hegdish, and legabi oinoa is a choimer of hegdish over hegdish. Why doesn't it say that? is the choyer shneir to go and sorry, Nachum.
Can't say tuna b'shai.
Yeah, but the Gemara is saying is the push of pshat in the brayse is that both by ribis and oinua you have a chumra by hedget that you don't have by hegish. Ribis applies to hedget. Ribis doesn't apply to hegish. Oinua applies to hedget. It doesn't apply to hegish. And that's a push of pshat in our Mishnah. That when it comes to hegish, Eimahem didn't know oinua. It doesn't apply. Now the way Rav Chiz is learning, it's a doichik pshat. Ribis is more chomer hedget than hegish, mask. But when it comes to oinua, it's the other way around. That by hedget, oinua is dafka six. By hegish, afila, more than a six. So if freighting more, the safe in the price is a chomer. Hedget me be hegish. So push up shad, zechomer is referring to both. The ribis and oinua is more chomer hedget over hegish. And that's very simple. Right? There is no din of oinua by hegeshes. Like the Gemara said in the Mishnah, like the Mishnah said, so that's why there's a chumra of hegyet over hegish. But according to Rav Chizda, then he's turning things upside down. And he's saying, forget, hegish is more chumur than the case of hegyot, because by hegyot it's only a sixth, and by hegish it's even less than a sixth is a din of oinah. So then, just like the Brice is trying to give you a zehakla, this is a chumra of hegyot over hegish. And we have to say, but it's only referring to ribbis. So then it should say the other way around. Which case? By oinua. So why doesn't it say that in the braisa as well? And so therefore, it doesn't sound right like the way Rav Chiz is learning. Says, so I don't find any other chumras of hedjoit over hegdish. Because after all, hegdish is the chkoidish. Hedjit is only hedjit. So this is a gewaldig chiddush, a chumra of ribis. El hegdish zeh choyme v'suloi? Are you telling me that hegdish, the only chumra that hegdish has over hedjoit is legabi hilchis oinoa, that by hegdish it's a fila a kleinekite, a fila less than a sixth. By hegdish it's got to be dafka sixth. That's the only chiddush. What about the fact that if you're moil the hegdish, you have to bring a korban hasham me'ilois? You have to be moisev achoymish. You don't have that din by hegdish. So you can't go and say zechoymer. There's so many other things that hegdish is mocham. So that's why we're only talking about ribis, we're not talking about oinah. Okay. That's the test for Liba Rav Chizda. Freighting Muriyat. Now that we went through that whole discussion back and forth, let me understand what's the case of ribis the hegdish. Heichidom, can you explain to me what's the fact pattern? What's the heichatimtza? Ilemed oisvei gizbar meya, b'mevi yasrim. Ah, maybe the pshat is azay. So do I yid that comes to the gizbar the besmigdish? Says the gizbar besmigdish, you know, I'm really tight on cash. You know, it's Pesach time. You know how much money I had to go and pay for shmira matzah and how much I had to go and pay for a dozen eggs. It's gefährlich. I really can't make ends meet. So do me a favor. Could you lend me $100, Mr. Gizbar? I know that Bismigish Baruch Hashem has plenty of funds. Lend me $100, and I'll give it back to you, Mifshem, Shavuos time, another 7 weeks. I'm going to give you back, not 100, I'll give you 120. Oh, so maybe that's a pshat lebraisa. That ain't ribis lehegdish. You're allowed to pay hegdish ribis, give interest. Frey Timura, that doesn't sound right. The gizbar has no business taking hegdish money and lending it to a regular hedjoit. As soon as it goes out of the coffers, out of the treasury of the gizbar in the base of English, he's moil by hegdish. The kimin shemoil, as soon as he's moil, as we know what happens, then the mo'ois gets transformed automatically into chulin money, because you're moil in these hegdish monies. The kimin shemoil gizbar, yotz mo'ois of lechulin. If that's the case, v'havalu the hedjit. When he takes the $100 out of the coffers, out of the treasury of the Beis Hamikdash, he hands it over to the balabus, the hedjit. The monies now have been transformed automatically from hedjish to chulin. Now when the person pays back 7 weeks later on Shavuos, he pays back the original loan together with the ribis, now it's hedjit to hedjit. It's no longer hedjit to hegdish, because these monies have already been profaned. They became machulal into hedjit monies immediately. So that cannot be the case of that there is no ribis lehegdish. So Rav Oishia, Hachamai Skinik, Yonche Kibel Olav, We're talking about a supply contract. What's a supply contract? The Beis Hamikdash needs a lot of soydus, because every single day you have to bring korbonos mincha. You have the minchas nesachim that you have to go and bring with every korban, with every korban, with many korbonos. We, like we say in the Mitzvah Shemin Esrei, in Menchusei, Veniskem, Kim Dibar, Shloish Esrei Maparsh, Esrei Ma'ayil, and Revias Lekeves, you always have to go and give Shloish Esreinim, Shnei Esreinim, and Yisurin Echad. By a par, you have to give Shloish Esrein Apar, Shnei Esrein Ma'ayil, and Yisurin Echad, Lekeves Echad. So every single day you bring Kabbonis, you have to bring all of these Kabbonis Mincha. You have to bring at the very least two Menachas every day. Because you bring the Tumet Shul Shach and the Tumet Shul Ben Avoyim, each one of them is an Oila. The Oila requires the Mincha, the Minchas Tesuchim. So you have to, since each one is a Keves, you have to go and give every single day at least two Esroinim of Soilus. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. So how is the Gizbor going to get all of this Soilus for throughout the year? So if you already made a supply contract with a person who is in the business of producing flour, and when they came out with the original price, they agreed arba. Arba means, Rashi says, four so'ah per sella. Each so'ah then, therefore, was just a quarter of a sella, which, by the way, happens to be a dinner. Okay, so that's fine. And guess the omdu mishalosh. But by the time, Rashi says, this is when they made up the price, it was before the sha'ar was officially posted in the Wall Street Journal or in the marketplace. So Rashi says, by a hedyot, you would not be able to enter into such a supply agreement before yotza hashar, because presumably by going before the yotza hashar, you're agreeing to a cheap price to go and supply the soilus later on throughout the year. But by that time, the price may go up. And if the price is going to go up, and you're going to go and give him according to the original price, then you're giving him a hidden form of ribbis. But by Beis Hamikdash, this is permissible. And therefore, I'm a kabbal all of the sapik slosses me arba. The supplier says, I'm going to give you four so'a soilus per sella. The omdu, and subsequently, omdu mishaloish, the price went up. Instead of getting four so'a per sella, you could only get three per sella. Mesapik mi'arba, the original supplier has to keep on supplying four, even though the gizbar is now receiving, if you will, a hidden form of interest. Why is this a hidden form of interest? Because the real price now in the marketplace is three so'a per sella. And he's giving you four so'a per sella. So he's giving you more than the market price. Why? Because you agreed to the deal at the beginning of the year. Ah, so therefore it's a hidden form of ribbis. Normally this would be prohibited. By Hegdish this is permissible. And the other way around also. If they originally arranged for Mishalosh, three so'a per sella, the Omdu Me'arba, and the price went down, and now you're going to get four so'a per sella, I might say that the supplier says, well, you know, a deal is a deal. We agreed for three. No, no, Mesapik Me'arba. You have to go and give the cheaper price. Shad Hegdish Alel Yoyna. Hegdish always has the upper hand, so say if the price went down. So if the price went up, you always have to give according to the cheaper of the prices. Oh, so that's our case, that there is no din of ribbis by Hegdish, so that if the price went up, you have to go and supply according to whatever the original deal was, even though you're giving him now more schoira than you could give to Hegdish. The reason why this...
Did he give him money initially? Was there a hamtala shmos? Or is this a contract? So there should be ribbis here unless he had given him money.
I understand exactly where you're coming from. You're saying normally an inyan of ribbis is only schar hamtana or agar nota. Rashi says over here that although we're not talking about that situation, by a hedyot you would not be able to go and agree to a price until there's an official market rate. The fact that you... Exactly right. So therefore, since there was no market rate, you had no right by a hedyot to go and enter into such a supply agreement. But in the case of Hegdish, you're allowed to. So that's what the Braisa meant. Ein ribbis lehegdish. Rapapa has even an easier terrace, if you will. Rapapa omar achaba avni binyan hamasuris legizbar askina. Kiddishmur. Rabbi Shmuel boinim bechoyu liachach makdishim. When the Bismigish, let's say, is building a brand new wall, The wall, the old wall, unfortunately, was collapsing, so they had to build a brand new wall. So normally you would say, okay, the Gizra, the Beis Hamikdash, doesn't own bricks, so he'll take some of the Hegdish monies, and he'll go and buy bricks. Shmuel said, no, no, no. They would never go and buy bricks with Hegdish money. Why not? Because how long does it take for construction, for a wall? It might take a week, it might take a month, it might take 6 months, whatever the period of time. All people that are busy with building this wall from time to time are going to get weary and tired, and therefore they're either going to sit on the Avnei HaBinyan, meaning that they put together 1,000 bricks which are lying there in a pile, and we're using brick by brick to build the wall. So in the meantime, when people get tired, they're going to sit on it. They don't want to sit on the ground. You know, you have to bend down all the way in the ground. It's not so comfortable. So rather you go and sit on the pile of bricks. Or, says Rashi, once they build the building already, let's say, halfway, and a person, it's a very hot day, to get a little shade, a person would want to sit on the floor next to the wall and get the benefit of the shade. The problem is, if you're going to do that, you're being moyel behegdish. So that you shouldn't be moyel behegdish, the gizbar would go and take funds which were not hegdish funds yet. Perhaps he would borrow funds, and with that he would go and buy the bricks. You put the bricks into the wall, and now after the building is built, then we're going to have a Chanukah Sabayis, and we're going to be makdish all of the bricks now that they should be now koidish. But at least initially, boinin b'chol. Ah, so this is to Papa. The original gizbar went and bought with mo'ois head joint, with regular funds. He bought the Avnei HaBinyan. There's somebody else across the street that was building his house, and he needed an extra 12 bricks, and he comes to the gizbar and says, Mr. Gizbar, can you do me a favor? Can you go and lend me 12 bricks? 12 bricks in the marketplace cost $12. I don't have any money on me. I'm going to give you next week $15. Or whatever. So you would think, well, you're going and you're giving ribbis. Ribbis only applies to hegdish. It doesn't apply to hegdish. But we said that as soon as the gizbar gives out the bricks, he's being moyel, and therefore he's transforming them from hegdish to hegdish. No. Rapapa says, we're talking about Avnei Binyan and Mesuras, the gizbar, which are still choyel avonim, because they were purchased with hegdish money, not with hegdish money. Oh, that being the case, then the gizbar could lend them out to hedyotim, to other individuals. He could even agree that they would pay back with ribbis, because ein ribbis le hegdish. Okay, so we have a very exciting sugya about Einoah and about ribbis, and now we're going to go through the rest of the Mishnah. From here to the bottom of the Omid is very straightforward, because we said that not only is there no din of Einoah by karka, avodim, shtorois, and hegdish, but also there's no din of tashlumi kefil, no din of dalet vehei, no din of nishboyin by Hashem mechinam, no din of tashlumin by Hashem besachar. And now the Gemara wants to know what are the mekoyrois. So amen tashlumi kefil, menu animili. So what means amen tashlumi kefil? If a person were to go and steal a mushal and evet, or a person steals someone's promissory note, a shtar, or someone kicks somebody else out of his land, and he takes over his karka, or a person who steals hegdish. When the ganef is caught, he does not have to pay kefil. How do I know the Torah Rabbanan? Shtein posik. Al kol dvar pesha. Al shor, al chamor, al se, al salma, al kol aveda, ashe yoimar kihu zeh. You got to go and pay double kefil. So the Gemara learns now a klal uprata klal. A kol dvar pesha is klal. Dvar pesha, any pishia of a ganef, stealing. Klal. Al shor, al chamor, al sal, salma, that's a prat. Al kol aveda, shiyoy makihuzeh, that's again a klal, al kol aveda. So we have now chos v'kolal, klal uprata klal. You have to done a ken a prat. Ma prat mefuri jom v'tal to v'gufay mamayim. When you're talking about the shor, chamor, sal, salma, each one of them is a dvar metalkal. The Shor and Chamor and said they walk on their own, and the Salma, which is a beggar, you pick up the beggar, you're wearing it, you're carrying it, it's again, it's mobile, it's stubborn metal. The Gufay Mamon, and its worth, it has intrinsic worth that it's worth money in the marketplace. Is there a din of paying shnayim l'riyeyo? Yotze karkoi shenu metalfin. Karka is not metalfin. It's not mobile. It stays in place. Yotze avarim shekushle karkoi. It's nachalta moisim of neichem acharechem. Resha soisim achuza. Hekish to karkoi. Yotze shtorish avu bishem metalfin. You can move a star from place to place. But ain't gufan mamain, but there is no gufan mamain. What means there's no gufan mamain? It has no inherent value, except for, like the Gemara said yesterday, to give to sell to the basam, to go and lotzer al pitzlu chisoy. The basam has a bunch of jars with psamim. You want to keep the psamim intact. You don't want to lose and have the beautiful scent fade. So then, yeah, the gabi that there's a din of aino, and then it would depend on yeshanu leprutus, aino leprutus. But here we're not talking about aino. Here we're talking about hilchois mishalim kefil. Shtar is av bishem etalt and guf mamay. The shtar has no value except for a couple of pennies because it's only the raya. It doesn't have any real inherent value. It says in the pasuk re'eyu re'eyu v'lei hegdish. What did it say, Re'eyu? Ki itan ish el Re'eyu kesef akelim nishmar? Or at the end of the previous pasuk, Yishalim shnayim le Re'eyu. Re'eyu v'lei hegdish, therefore you don't have to pay kefil. Dr. Gemara Vaitan, my Gemara, by the Re'eyu I have a beis. And the beis shows you the Torah, or a shalom ki itan ish el Re'eyu kesef akelim nishmar. L'choyre, you don't have to come on to that Re'eyu, you can come on to the pasuk Aleph, which is the alcohol devar pesha, the klal prat klal, where the pasuk ends off, yishalim shnayim l're'eyu, re'eyu v'loy hegdish. So I'm not sure why there's a beis, the choyre there should be an aleph. Okay, whatever. Right, it's in the Mishnah, v'loy tashlum edal v'hei, there's no din of tashlum edal v'hei. Now, Rashi already pointed out in the Mishnah, we're obviously not referring to the karka or the avodim in shtorais, because the whole din of dalet v'hei is only a geneva mit a tvochay and mechorei. There's no tvicha mechira, the gabe avodin, the gabe shtoris, the gabe karkois. So we're talking about that dacious case. If a person stole an animal, which was a shor or a seh, and that animal was hegdish, it was an oivash lomim, whatever. You set it aside for, you were mafish it for a carton. You were makdish it for a carton. If you were to go and steal it, number one, you don't have to pay kefil, the eivul hegdish, and if a person sold it or shechted it, he doesn't have to pay dalet v'hei. Why not? So it's got to be dalet v'hei and not shloish v'arba. What do you mean shloish v'arba? Because the tashlumi dalet v'hei includes the kefil. The kefil is two. If you stole the shor v'seh, you have to be moisif on that another two or three. Aha, says Gemara. When do you pay dalet v'hei if you're paying a full dalet v'hei? But once there's a ptur on the kefil, that means that you only have to pay the keren and the additional amount for the shor v'seh. So you'd only be paying shloish v'arba, not dalet v'hei. That's why there's no din of shloish v'arba legabi hegdish if you had tvochay oy mechare. I remember when I was a bucha in yeshiva, and we had a grace alamdin in our shir, and he gave a chabura one day, and his chabura was, we can clear an iboya. What was the iboya? That the Torah gives a din of dalet v'hei. Does that include kefil? Or is that a separate din besides kefil? There's a din of kefil, there's a din of dalet v'hei, and he wanted to make a whole bunch of nafkimins. So I went over to him afterwards and said, you forgot a gemara. Not that he forgot the gemara, he never learned the gemara, because he was still in the beginning of the mesechta, he never got that far. The gemara says the fetish, dalet v'hei v'letashlim shloish v'arba, that the dalet v'hei does include the kefil. So there's really no reason for his shayla. So that's a famous Reb Chaim, they say in the name of Reb Chaim Briske. Reb Chaim Briske says that you can only start giving pilpulim and svaris after you've already learned shas, or you've learned the entire mesechta, you know, cover to cover, you know what you're talking about. But if you didn't learn any bekiyas, any yediyas, to start saying pilpulim, often you will say svaris, which in Yiddish is a boich svura. Boich svura means instead of the svara coming from your head, it comes from your stomach. Boich svura is not a nice term, it's a negative term saying, you know, these are silly arguments. So, to be able to go and talk about giving svaris and to be able to do a pilpul mit a halacha, you have to know a lot of ideas before you start getting into harifis, into lumpus. Okay. Continuing on, it says, "An amisha shemechinim ain't a nishba." What's ain't a nishba? As you know, any time a shemechinim has a chayfetz that he is watching, his standard of liability is limited to pshia. So what happens if the item was stolen? So the shemechinim can make a shmur, ad olehim yovidvar shneyem, as we learned earlier, ad olehim, that means lishmur. Now what is he going to do? He's going to make a shmur, shalei pashati ba, and shalei shalachti ba yad, and that it was gigamvit, or it was nevad, it was nignav, or nevad. He has to make that shmur. Says our Mishnah, you don't make a shmur by karka, eved, shtar, or hekesh. We know on the Mishnah talking about. Mishnah in the pasuk itanish oriyev kesef akel lishmar, and the pasuk continues on. The gunami beisa ish imi motzi aganami shalim shnoi. So this is talking again about a shem mechinam. The Gemara dashes itanish oriyev klal kesef akel lishmar kesef akel is prat. Not the gunami beisa ish. That's a different pasuk. Here the pasuk is lishmar. Or lishmar comes before the gunam and base ish. So lishmar means any item. Kisa nishri yayu, anything, klap. Kesav kalim, prat. Only those items. Lishmar, again, any type of shmira. Chosv kalal, klal, prat, klal, yat, the dumb kena, prat, my prat, the furish, the metal, the gufa, imamayim. Just like kesav kalim are things which have inherent intrinsic value. And it's metal, it's mobile. Afkal dumb metal, the gufa, imam. Yotze kakoy, shin metal, and yotze bodem, and shakosh, and kakoy. Yotze shosh, av, vish, metal, and gufa, imamayim. Hey, teish to makra. Rei eyu, vere eyu, veloy shel, heish. Shoy. Same drasha as before, of course, but a different pasuk. And then noise sachar einu mishal. When happens if he had a shem sachar and something was stolen, we know a shem sachar is chay begneva va'aveda. If the item that was stolen was an evan, ishtar, karka, or a hegdish, einu mishalim. Why not? Menuani militan rabbanan. Kita nishor yehu klal chamor o yishor o yiseh prat. V'chol v'heimu lishmar chos v'kolam klal u'prat v'klal. You have to don't again a prat. Ma'aprat v'furish ha-metalta v'guf ha-imamayim. All of those items, the chamor, shor, ha-iseh, are all metaltlin and guf ha-imamayim. They have intrinsic inherent value. Afkol don't metaltlin guf ha-imamayim. Yotze kakoy shim metaltlin. Yotze abonim shikshu ha-kakoy. Yotze shtar shal pish metaltlin. Ein guf ha-imamayim. Heitesh to makrori. Eyur yeh v'loy shel heitesh. So therefore we learn from all of these drashes that the four items in our Mishnah, the karka, the shtar, the evan, and the hegdish, not only is there no din of aina, there's no din of kefil, no din of dalet v'hei, no din of shvuas shoymer chinam, no din of tashlumin by a shoymer sachar, if it was nignav or nevad. This will conclude the Gemara for today. The boys say all of those that are listening, and even those that are not listening, you should be aware that Baruch Hashem, we have a simcha in our family. My youngest son, Aryeh, Baruch Hashem, had a